Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best, Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast at our new time every Thursday from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody bringing you the absolute freaking best in relationship radio. I want to thank everybody for listening, who's listening live, as well as those who will be listening via the archives. I am your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here live, keeping it real, keeping it relevant, and keeping it raw. I want to invite you to become a follower of the show, first and foremost. In order to become a follower of the show, please go to our show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. I'll give you that URL again. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Right below the icon for the show, click on the follow button and you will become a follower of the show. I want to thank those who have become followers, who want to stay in touch with us, who want to know what's going on, who want to get that wonderful email notification when the show is about to begin. And also, I want to thank those who tonight and this week will become followers of the show. Also, if you want to communicate with us, maybe you don't want to call in, but you have a question, we have the answer. You have a comment, we have a response. You need some advice, we have the information. Go to our show page. Right below the follow button is the message button. Send us a message. We will respond. Listen, this show is successful in part because of the information that we share, but also because it is a partnership in a real sense between us and you, the listening audience. So I want to give you the guest call-in number. Call in tonight. It promises to be hot. 646-716-7031. It's 646-716-7031. Last week, we set it on fire. I'll say that again. Last week, we set it on fire with the topic, black racism. What's the deal with the hate? We decided this week to have a part two of that show, and tonight's topic is black racism, black self-hate, when will it stop? I'm going to put it out here. Right now, it's the beginning of the show. Last week, Sadie and I did not agree. And that's okay because we're both two independent people. We're both people who have their own opinions, own insights and experiences, and that's okay. It was a spirited, passionate discussion. And so what we want to do tonight at the outset of the show is, as clearly as we can, set forth our position on the issue, and then we want to invite you, the listening audience, to call in. So, Sadie, why don't you start off tonight?
I'm not giving my opinion on the issue. What I would like to do is just kind of discuss scenarios where we've witnessed something that is relevant to tonight's topic.
All right, so why don't you start off?
Okay, it's funny, I was just looking at this article online, and it was just saying that, whites are not the only people that stereotype black people. It was saying that there's so much of that programming going on that it actually leaks over into our minds. And what it said in the article is it says, right now, when you think of people on food stamps, people on welfare, what skin color comes to your mind? And I hate to admit it, Michael, but I'm a lot of a black person. Then it said, when they say the thug ran that way, the first type of person that comes to your mind.
Mm. What kind
and it's
of
just like, oh, my God, that's so true. Like, we don't even realize that we talk about all the stereotyping, racism, prejudice, hate, whatever you have it. But a lot of us have it just naturally programmed and embedded in our minds, too.
So we're a product of the conditioning of our environment.
Oh, definitely.
Hmm. So what else did you have you experienced?
Well, just as I said before, it's just African American people, black people, people of color, whatever you want to refer to them as, just sometimes being even more discriminatory against people that look just like them than I've seen people of non-color. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in corporate America now. You know, I know I'm only 25, but I've been in corporate America 18 years now.
Since you were 7 years old. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And I've never had a person of non-color, what's the word I'm looking for, try to hinder or influence my career in a negative way, sabotage my career as I've had people of color do. It's actually like if I had to write a book right now on advice for people of color in corporate America, I would say look out for those that look like you first. And that's deep. That's heavy.
That is deep. That is deep. And for me, the kinds of things that we talked about last week and what you are introducing this week, for me, comes in, under the heading black self-hate and how that works itself out in society. And just to pick up on last week, you know, my position last week was that black racism, it's not possible for blacks to be racist because
Michael, I thought we agreed we were going to stay away from that tonight.
No,
I don't want to go into that. We're going to discuss
that's
scenarios
fine.
and you know, people calling and share their experience. I'm not debating that tonight.
That's not a problem, Sadie, but I'm going to talk about what my position is briefly, and then we can continue. So I'm going to do that because that is my understanding of what part of this show is going to be about. And so for my part of this, I'm going to take a brief minute and do that. So, listening audience, my position was this last week, that it is not possible for blacks to be racist because we historically, in this country, have never...
Michael, I'm not going into this. I'm not doing this again. I've worked too hard today. I'm not doing this again.
If you want to share your experience about prejudice,
that's fine, but you're forcing last week... back
no,
into
not.
This conversation. You're forcing that debate back into this conversation. It's as simple as saying, you know what, my experience on prejudice, my experience on black hatred. If that's what you think it is, that's what you think it is. But as far as continuing to go there, why do you continue to do that?
Sadie,
after
because,
we agreed we were
you know,
not doing that.
Sadie, do not cut me off. Do not cut me off. You said what you had to say, and I'm going to take a minute as we discuss and say what I need to say. Then we can move on. Please do not interrupt me. And we're live on the air. Please do not interrupt me. Thank you. Listening audience, like I said, and I'm gonna take this position very briefly, and then we're going to move forward. What I said last week was that I don't believe that African Americans can be racist because historically, we have not had the power in this country to subjugate another race of people. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, listening audience, my co-host is hung up. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue the show. And this is the only point that I was going to make. And it is this, that we, on the other hand, have manifested, we have behaved in such a way that we have evidence self-hatred. And you know what? In a real sense, that is, and had my co-host not interrupted me and stayed on the line, she would hear me say this. It is a form of internalized racism. So, listening audience, we always have to adjust. We always have to keep it professional. So what I'm going to do is go to a song. I'm going to invite us, after the song is over, to call in. Area code 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar is fine. feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. That sugar is fine. I feel nice. That sugar is fine. So nice, so nice.
Everybody, you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tonight, I am your host, Michael Teague, because my co-host, Sadie Sharp, I guess because she disagreed with that which we agreed to do, which was essential listening audience. Let me just say this for anybody listening live, as well as those who are listening via archive. We agreed that at the outset of the show, we would set forth our various positions. And after that, invite people to call in to talk about their experience of black racism or black prejudice. That said, at the outset of the show, she did not agree that that would be what we would do. And as any one of you know who have organized anything, to adjust at the last minute is really not a good thing to do. That said, I am here. And as they say in the entertainment business, everybody, the show must go on. So as I said, I thought about this, and I really think, unfortunately, and it's not everybody in our community, let me just say that at the outset, it's not every person in our community, yet if we're going to be honest, if we're going to keep it real, and if we're going to be relevant, and in order to get it out there, if we have to be raw, we have to admit, community, that there is a presence of black self-hatred. And it's not always turned inward toward ourselves, although there are some what we would call negative behaviors. Oftentimes, listen to me, oftentimes it is directed outward. And it's directed outward from one African-American or person of African descent or person of color to another. There is a certain degree of hate that we visit upon or that we exhibit toward, whether we're talking about black-on-black crime. On CNN, Robert Redford is executive producing Chicagoland, and Chicago has one of the highest rates of black-on-black crime in the country. We talk about the Crips and the Bloods. I live in New Jersey, and in Newark, New Jersey, there was one weekend it probably had 10, 20 killings, Brooklyn, New York. Listen, that's not the skinhead, that's not the Ku Klux Klan, that's not some white supremacist group. It is we doing it to ourselves. whether we're talking about color discrimination, talking about how black someone is. You know, so there's someone who said, well, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, and someone else said, well, until it gets so dark, it ain't no use. My mother and my family talk about somebody being color struck. See, so whether it's black on black crime, whether it's color discrimination, whether it's class discrimination, you know, somebody who lives in the hood versus somebody who lives in the burbs. You ever have somebody say, man, look at it. Pardon my way of saying it, but I got to keep it real, relevant, raw. Go look at that ghetto ass. Or someone who is dressed in such a way where we say what they're wearing or what they're organizing is ghetto fabulous. Listen, that didn't come from the white community. That came from our community. So what is it? It's the hate that we visit upon each other, and it's manifest in different forms. Everybody, let me go to a song. I'm your host, Michael T. This is Real, Relevant, Raw. Tonight's topic is black racism, black self-hate.
Satisfied.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, broadcasting every Thursday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael T. Live in my studio, going it solo tonight. And that's okay, because the show must go on, and I owe it to our listening audience to make sure that I put out good content, bringing you the very best in relationship radio. Tonight's topic is black racism, black self-hate. When will it stop? And I left off before our musical break actually talking about what is it? And listen, let me just put it out there. You can call it racism. I already laid out my position earlier. You can call it black self-hatred, black hatred, black prejudice, negative behavior, all that kind of thing. It has a similar appearance. We talked about black-on-black crime. We talked about color discrimination. We talked about class discrimination. For those of us, and let me just say this. Let me say this, listening audience, Real Relevant Law family, I have been guilty of it myself. Listen, I got to keep it real. And the corrective to those of us, let's say, who were raised in the suburbs, or we were raised in the hood, but we had an opportunity to go to college, maybe graduate school, and we were able to transcend our circumstances, so we moved out to Middlesex, New Jersey, moved out to Piscataway, we moved to Westfield, we moved to Highland Park, et cetera. I'm from Jersey. And we may have adopted the same mindset of the larger community, where now we look differently at those in urban environments or those in the hood. I read a book years ago. I want to recommend it to you. E. Franklin Frazier, entitled The Black Bourgeoisie. And this is what he said, that the black bourgeoisie, middle class, essentially lived, and it was so provocative to me, it arrested my attention. We really live in what he calls a never-never land. Well, what is a never-never land? It's a land between two. This is what he said, and he wrote it, I believe it was 1954. He said, on the one hand, and I'm putting it in contemporary terms, the hood doesn't accept us. Well, we don't accept the hood, so we're not down with the hood. And the larger white community doesn't accept us because of their racial prejudice. So in a sense, we live in that never-never land. So as I thought about it, as a person of color in this society, when people see my face, they don't know where I'm from. They don't care where I'm from. For those in the larger community who, in fact, are racist, all they see is my dark skin. So for me, that was a wake-up call, and it's helped me to reassess my position. But now let's talk about it again. What is this thing? Sexism. This is, in effect, a relationship radio program. How many brothers, 2 years ago, and we adopted the mantra, yo, son, I'm keeping it pimping. I'm pimping women. Is that not self-hatred being manifest from men to women? So now, my understanding of a pimp is that a pimp has prostitutes who sell their bodies and who give him their money. So for any young man, older man listening tonight, and maybe you've never said it, but you're thinking it, isn't that a self type of self-hatred, that we would, in fact, look at our women as nothing more than mere prostitutes? Finally, remember this? Remember the Olympics, the Summer Olympics? And remember Gabby Douglas, and I remember that evening when she received the gold medal. And if I'm not mistaken, the first gymnast of color to receive a gold medal. The next day, there were more comments from our community, about her hair. Can you imagine? She made history. And listen, even if she wasn't the first, and I believe she was the first, she was the second, can you imagine that there were people whose only comment from our community, not not the white community, not the Hispanic community, not the Indian community, not the Asian community, the black community, and all talk about was the fact that she needed to get her hair done, I want to submit for our consideration that that is black self-hatred at its best, or some would say at its worst. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Law. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. Let's get something contemporary. Let's listen to Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. You're listening right now to Real, Relevant, and Law.
Everybody get up.
Everybody, that was Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, probably the anthem for last summer that put him on the map. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just sitting here, everybody smiling, because I'm going in solo tonight, unexpectedly, but that's okay, because I'm here, committed to bringing you the best in relationship radio. I'm your host tonight, Michael Teague. Let me just invite everybody to call in. Our guest caller number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I want to invite you also to become a follower of the show. Anybody who's just tuning in, you can become a follower of the show. Simply go to our show page. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Do you want to hit us up? Maybe you don't want to call in, but you have a question, a comment. Maybe you need some relationship advice. Maybe you want to speak to the topic tonight. You can click on the message button right below the follow button. You will send us an email message, and I promise you that I will get back to you. Tonight's topic is black racism, black self-hate. When will it stop? And before our musical break, I was talking about what does it look like? Or what is it? And I think, everybody, I think it's a mindset. See, it's a mindset that says, and a behavior that says, I am better than you, you are less than me. Not that I endorse gangs, I just want to make that clear. Let me give an example. I'm a Crip, you're a Blood. I'm better than you. I went to college and you didn't graduate high school, I'm better than you. I have, quote unquote, good hair. Now, I don't know what good hair is, but let's just say I have good hair and you have nappy hair, so I'm better than you. Well, you're worse than me. I live in the suburbs, you live in the hood, so I'm better than you. See, that's really what the black self-hatred or racism, prejudice, whatever term you want to use, as I said earlier in the show, it really has a similar manifestation. So whether it's us killing each other, robbing each other, assaulting each other, whether it's rejecting each other because of skin color, our class, our sexual orientation, where we live geographically, whether we're from the hood or from the suburbs, or our socioeconomic status, it really all amounts to the same thing. I'm better. And because of that, in a real sense, we have a divided community. The hood against the suburbs against the hood, light skin versus dark skin versus light skin. When I was in college, I'll put this out there, the African Americans, you're not going to believe this, discriminated against the African students. I've been around Caribbean persons all of my life, and there's a bit of that division within the Caribbean community, one country not respecting or not liking or having stereotypes about another country, divided community, fragmented relationships. I remember a story about Ed Lover, and I don't recall whether he said it or whether I read about it, but this is it. Now, let's look at this. Now, Ed Lover is a well-known radio personality. He hosted UMTV Raps, God, maybe 15, 20 years ago, Dr. Dre. Been in movies, commercials. He at one point was one of the commentators on a Friday night boxing series on Showtime. And Ed Lover dresses in hip-hop garb, whether it's a hoodie, whether it's jeans, sneakers, what have you. Quite accomplished. Do you know? He would speak to women on the streets, professional women, women of color. He would speak to them, and it was reported, and I'll say allegedly, that they wouldn't speak back to him. Whoa. Why? Because they judged him based upon what he had on until they found out that he was Ed Lover. Then it was like, hey, what's up? But by that time, the person already showed their prejudice or self-hatred or hatred. I'll give you a personal example. I don't go to clubs a lot, but I have, and I will continue. I remember going up to two young ladies and asking them to dance. Some would say yes, but then watch this, though. And brothers, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, So you ask young lady to dance. Now, you're not asking to get married. You're not asking to take her home. You're not asking for her to be your man or your woman. You just want to dance, right? You want to have a good time. You ever been looked up and down? You'll get an answer. So it begs the question, what is that about? What's going on in the woman's mind before she makes that decision? Is he tall enough? What does he have on? What does he look like? Does he have money? Does he not? All of those things, in my opinion, are prejudicial and undermine our relationships. And really, what happens, real relevant raw family, is that we lose out on opportunity because, and I've been guilty of it, because we're judging based upon preconceived notions about what this person is or who this person is. Let me go to a song, everybody. Our topic tonight is black racism, black self-hate. When will it stop? You are listening to the best in relationship radio, real, relevant, and raw.
Happy, sad. Something happened along the way. Yesterday was all we had.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. Michael T., your host tonight. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw, broadcasting every Thursday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the best in relationship radio. We're dealing with a controversial topic tonight. Started off last week, and we had a spirited, passionate discussion. Because you know what? Black racism is a divisive topic, yet it's a real topic. And we're carrying, or should I say, I'm carrying on that discussion tonight because I think it's important, because I know it exists. And again, my position is that it's more self-hatred and hatred visited upon people of color by people of color than racism. However, regardless of the terminology that we use, listening audience, it really looks the same. It doesn't matter whether you're driving a Porsche or a Mustang or a Hyundai or a Honda. More often than not, once you lift up the hood, the engines look pretty similar. Likewise, whether we call it black racism, black self-hatred, black hatred, black prejudice, black discrimination, African-American discrimination, whatever terminology we want to use, it really looks the same. And so I arrived at a point in the show when I want to talk a little bit about why does it exist? And I want to make it very clear, very plain. Why? Why do we hate on each other? Let me say this. I just received a promotion on my job. And I won't name the company because if I name the company, someone who knows the company may know the situation I'm referring to. I work in the healthcare field. I think it suffices. That's enough to be said. Received a promotion in which I'm overseeing the aftercare programming, not only locally, our company. Can I tell you, listening audience, that the one person who gave me the most trouble, the most shade, the most difficulty on corporate conference calls, if you can imagine that, was a person of color, was an African-American woman. Shocked me, but then again, it really shouldn't have because, unfortunately, we hate on each other. So why does it exist? This is my position. Listen to this. Because prejudice is part of the human condition, and we are not, and by we as African-Americans are not exempt. Prejudice, racism, hatred is part of human nature, and we're not exempt. The Afrocentric movement of the 90s was necessary, as was the Black Power movement of the 60s. Yet these two movements, which were necessary, they were necessary for our own development as a people historically, it does not mean that we're flawless. Yes, the woman of African descent is the queen. Yes, human civilization began in Africa with Australopithecines, the first hominid to walk uprightly. Yes, we know that. We know that the Nile was the cradle of civilization. We know that. We know that the African-American man is the king. We know that. Yet, it doesn't mean that we're flawless. This weekend, I watched 12 Years a Slave, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't want to watch it initially because I've seen too many depictions of us in slavery being whipped and cursed and called a nigger and all those kinds of things. I didn't want to watch it, but when it won Best Picture, I said, you know what, let me support this film because not only the central characters, persons of color, but the director, Steve McQueen, was a person of color, and Steve, Mr. McQueen, I don't know if you'll ever listen to the show, but if so, congratulations and blessings be upon you. So I'm watching it. I'm getting angry because I remember the scene when one of the characters was being whipped. But then I remembered, listening audience, the only way that the European could steal us from the shores of Africa is because, in some respects, other Africans were complicit in the selling of their people in racism. It's part of the human condition. Now, I'm going to end this show on a positive note because, as you know, for those of us who would listen to the show, we always end with instruction. We always end with recommendations. So what I want to end with tonight after our next musical break is what can be done to address black self-hatred, black racism, black prejudice, and can it be corrected? My answer before we get to the song tonight is yes. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I want you to know that you will survive. Hey, everybody, I'm back. Your host, Michael Teague. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We're almost at the end of the show tonight. It's been good. It's been me, but it's been good. Because I think the topic tonight is very, very important. Black racism, black self-hate, when will it stop? When will it stop? And that brings me to the last component that I want to deal with tonight. And I want to raise a question and answer the question. Can black racism, black self-hatred, black hatred, black prejudice, black discrimination, that hate that African-Americans exhibit toward, behave toward each other, can it be corrected? Yes. I see the glass as half full as opposed to half empty. I have faith in the goodness, that's the right word, lack of a better word, the goodness of human beings. I believe it can be corrected if we do something very simple, and it's this. We must emphasize our humanity. My African-American brothers and sisters who are listening tonight, as well as who will be listening, the way to correct it is to emphasize our humanity over and against our differences, the differences in our sexual orientation, the differences in our skin color, the differences in our geography, the differences in our education level, our hair texture, the differences in where we went to school, anything that can denote difference. If we're going to correct this, we've got to look past it to our humanity. Because the bottom line is this, if you strip off our skin, and you would think I would be talking now to white people and Hispanic people and Indian people and Asian people, but I'm talking to our people. If you were to strip our skin off, no matter how light or how dark, we all look the same underneath. To me, it's an educational issue. We got to educate ourselves out of this. It's a matter of practice, and most of all, and I'm speaking from personal experience, it's a spiritual growth issue. Now, I'm not talking about any religion. I'm not talking about Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, et cetera. I'm not talking about Hinduism, Taoism. I'm talking about those values, be they religious or not, which we hold dear, and some type of connection to what is considered divine. Otherwise, we as African Americans run the risk of not being any different than the racists. And I'm not saying everybody in America is racist, but there are racists in American society who, not only today, but historically, have attempted to oppress us. I want to end with two things, and I'm going to go to a song. I don't normally end with a song, but I'm going to end with a song tonight. Mahatma Gandhi said this, "Be the change that you want to see in the world." And then Michael Jackson, the late, great Michael Jackson, said, "I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to make a change." You've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tonight's topic has been black racism, black self-hate. When will it stop? I am your host. I was going to say co-host, but tonight I'm your host, Michael Teague, bringing you the very best in relationship radio. Let's go out with the song, "Can't Hold Us" by Macklemore. See everybody next week. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back-crush shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people.
spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back?
Damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punch, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I gotta hit it in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night.